Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
A bustling crowd of thousands filled the square. Many were dressed in costumes and wearing motorcycle helmets. Some were shirtless and decorated their skin with paper butterflies. You can hear the vendors shouting, selling all types of merchandise, keychains, t-shirts, mugs. It sounds just like any other Saturday in Mexico City. But for thousands of fans, it'll be a night like no other. A stage with a pristine white background doubles as a canvas, displaying a work of art that is a spectacle for more than 160 souls to witness. The musician cuts right through the roar of the crowd as she slowly steps onto the stage, dressed in black leggings, a corset, and red boots that make her seem larger than life. She's wearing a motorcycle helmet that turns on and off in tune with her squad of Moto Papis. And behind her, three huge vertical screens reminiscent of large smartphone screens project every moment like a perfectly choreographed TikTok. The deafening noise of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of fans increases as the first song, Saoko, begins, which also kicks off her latest album. Esta plaza siempre tan bonita, pero con todos vosotros aquí ya me termina de enamorar. This square is always so beautiful, but with all of you here, I've finally fallen in love with it. The singer tells the audience. It's April 28th, 2023. And Rosalía is performing a completely free concert in Mexico City's Zócalo, the third largest square in the world, behind Tiananmen in China and Red Square in Russia. Artists of the scale of Paul McCartney and Roger Waters have performed on that same stage, just to name a few. After opening the night with Saoko, still not ready to tell you what that actually means, the second song was the TikTok sensation Bizcochito. With her characteristic grin, the most famous Spanish artist of the moment chews a piece of gum. A generation whose culture comes from the internet is ecstatic to be able to enjoy the show completely free. In a world of music concerts, there are performances, and then there are artistic masterpieces. Rosalía's Motomami Live falls undoubtedly into the latter category, blurring the lines between a traditional concert and a captivating piece of performance art worthy of gracing the walls of MoMA. An enthralling, minimalistic spectacle that directs the audience's undivided attention to what truly matters: Rosalía's transcendent presence and her commanding voice. It is a show that shows this young artist as she truly is: a composer, fashionista, pianist, guitarist, producer, dancer, an artist in the strictest and purest sense of the word. It was a concert by and for Gen Z, in which the artist combined the use of social media and digital cameras on smartphones with her artistic mastery. During the concert in the Zócalo, and in all those that preceded this show on the Motomami tour, reggaeton is obviously present. The artist twerks and raps, but the Catalan has experienced and expressed different facets of her artistic career to get here. She has evolved across different musical genres, looks, even partners. Haven't we all? This has earned her standing ovations and awards, but also a ton of criticism. So how did a classical flamenco student from the suburbs of Barcelona end up captivating the minds and hearts of the most dedicated reggaetoneros around the world? I am Lilia Luciano, and in this episode of El Flow, we review the life and career of one of the most beloved artists in the world today, to understand how she became such a transcendent figure. This is El Flow, Season 2, Episode 10, Motomami. We're back with more after a short break.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Since the beginning of her career, Rosalía has embarked on an unreserved journey of self-discovery and self-expression on her way to global fame. But to better understand her star power, we need to go back and understand her musical trajectory. For this, we brought back Isabella Raigosa to sit down and speak about Rosalía.
Hi, I'm Isabella Raigosa. I'm the associate editor at Billboard Español.
You may remember Isabella from episodes 3 and 6 earlier this season. And if you haven't listened, go back and check them out.
At that time, I had no idea how much she was going to explode. We did consider it for best new albums of that year. However, at the time, it was interesting.
Like many of us across the world, Isabella declares herself a fan of Rosalía. But the path that Rosalía had to take to get there is an interesting one. Her musical journey began with a genre far, far different from the reggaeton that she's known for today.
She started singing really early on. It was even in a competition music show, which began circulating the web. Who, you know, she's classically trained. She studied flamenco in the university for 9 years, graduated in 2017 at the Catalonia College of Music in Barcelona. She's an artist that has honored the style. She began performing live music in the local restaurants of Barcelona. They're called the tablaos, where they perform flamenco shows. And she eventually got a space within the flamenco scene, the circuit of Barcelona. So that's where she got her start from in terms of performing musically.
Her musical career began with the album Los Angeles in 2017. This album, inspired by Spanish folklore, showcased her exceptional vocal talent, rooted in the flamenco tradition, and earned her a nomination for Best New Artist at the 2017 Latin Grammys.
The first time I got exposed to Rosalía actually was with Los Angeles. I was freelancing for Rolling Stone at the time, and we were evaluating the best albums of the year. I remember having a lot of albums, and I had stumbled upon that one, and it really stood out to me because of how somber, but just voice and acoustic guitar, like her voice really stood out to me.
Rosalía Vila Tobella was born in San Cugat de Vallès, a town just 10 miles north of Barcelona. But she adopted flamenco, a genre and dance that comes from Andalusia in the south of Spain, as her favorite music genre. Her love and dedication for the genre was so great that she even chose to study it at the University of Music of Catalunya and use it as her main inspiration as a musical artist. And this love for the art of flamenco earned her her first wave of criticism. The activist Noelia Cortés called her out for singing like a Romani, when being Catalan, she couldn't speak that way. She was criticized for dressing up in a culture that was not her own, accusing her of cultural appropriation. Foresight? Sound familiar? But Cortés was not the only one criticizing Rosalía. La Asociación de Gitanas Feministas por la Diversidad, an organization that works to preserve Romani culture, accused her of washing away the Romani elements in the song Me Quedo Contigo by Los Chunguitos when she performed it a cappella at the 2019 Goya Awards. But this is a song that, for example, Manu Chao, a man born in Paris, also covered. Her ambitious and experimental approach to music creation led Rosalía to release her second album in November 2018, El Mal Querer. This album was actually her university thesis project.
El Mal Querer, it's an album that really does honor the flamenco tradition. It's based on a century-old folklore. And obviously she was very experimental with it because she brought in producer El Guincho, who I think was really crucial in terms of combining that new electronic experimental alternative sound within a genre that was a time-honored centuries-old genre.
El Mal Querer is a daring, bold album that tells a passionate tale by combining different musical genres with a touch of electronic pop that flirts with reggaeton. Rosalía was inspired by a work just as controversial as hers, Flamenca, a novel from the 14th century that was banned by the church for showing women on equal footing with men, especially in matters of love and sexuality.
I guess the criticism and the controversy that was seen back then was because she is from Barcelona and the style originated in Andalusia. So at the time, somebody considered an outsider making music that is pertained to a specific identity and a culture was not accepted in all places.
To achieve this, Rosalía teamed up with two more experienced Spanish artists. One of them was one of my personal favorite, Antón Álvarez Alfaro.
you might know him better as Say Tangana, who was also her lover for nearly 2 years. The rapper wrote 8 of the 11 songs in El Malquerir. They were lyrics about somber romance and bitter breakup. On the production side, Rosalía relied on El Guincho, an artist from the Canary Islands who had already worked with musicians such as Kali Uchis, FKA Twigs, and Bad Gyal. El Malquerir earned her praise from dozens of media outlets. The Spanish newspaper El País called it a masterpiece. It was ranked 6th on Pitchfork's Top 50 Albums of 2018, and it was chosen as the 10th best concept album in history by Rolling Stone magazine, right above Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, which ranked 11th. This was also reflected in the awards won. 5 Latin Grammys, including Album of the Year, and a Grammy from the Gringos, as Bad Bunny calls it, for Best Latin Alternative Album. But even with all these accolades, criticism wasn't far behind. A Spanish woman winning Latin awards? She wasn't the first, obviously. However, the success of the album catapulted Rosalía into the global stage. Not just metaphorically, but literally, as she performed on the main stage at Coachella in 2019. As her popularity grew, she began to collaborate with other artists from other genres. Perhaps the most memorable collaboration at that time was Con Altura with J Balvin. Produced by El Guincho, Con Altura is an earth-shattering leap from the classic flamenco style of Los Angeles or even the pop and electronic flamenco of El Malquerir. This is Rosalía being daring with the top reggaeton star of the time, the Kid from Medellín. Remember the Perreo Paisa episode? This is a deliciously playful song with openly sexual lyrics and traditional reggaeton flow. At one point, J Balvin says, "Ponte el cinturón y coge asiento, a tu jeva ya la vi por dentro." Whew! Put on your seatbelt and take a seat. I already saw your girl from the inside.
El Guincho was already a star in his own right before becoming a well-known producer. So obviously there has this element of Rosalía's style without her leaving her aesthetic away, enhancing it with this reggaeton beat and having J Balvin on the track. Definitely just really amplified them. He was probably the most successful new reggaeton star of the time.
Rosalía added a unique touch to the genre.
No, totally. I think that one thing that we definitely saw was her unflinching ability to be an artist that can obviously hark back on tradition and study it with respect, but also at the same time dare to experiment with production and electronic music. Obviously, reggaeton is another style.
A collaboration of this nature earned Rosalía new criticism, especially within Spain. But she also earned hundreds of thousands of new fans on this side of the pond, el Latino pond. Con Altura led her to occupy a spot on the 10 best songs of the year, according to Time magazine. La Catalana walked with firm and brave steps in collaborations with different artists, even in different languages, such as James Blake for the song Barefoot in the Park. And Rosalía didn't even get close to stopping there. Her collaboration with Ozuna, Yo Por Ti, Tu Por Mi, was one of the most listened songs of the summer of 2019. In July of that year, she released an EP called Fucking Money Man with 2 reggaeton songs. The aesthetic speaks for itself. The cover is her dressed in, well, a dollar dress.
Obviously, Ozuna is a singer with a very soft and sweet coo. So therefore, this pairing was really beautiful. I think the performance itself showcased the amalgamation of like disparate influences, right? Of cultures. Her coming from España and also harking back to the Spanish roots of her music, but still daring to experiment and then seeking what was the future sound of Latin music.
And then she joined forces with the king, Bad Bunny. The single La Noche de Anoche combined her fine vocal notes with the Puerto Rican's distinctive trap style. The song was very well received, to say the least, by fans and music critics alike. And her collaboration with the reggaeton artist catapulted her to international recognition. The fact was this: Rosalía and reggaeton quickly became one and the same. And this, again, brought new criticism, scratching old wounds.
Already burdened with the history that imperialism comes with, that colonialism comes with. We've seen the whole Caribbean is just descendants of slavery. There's been genocides of indigenous communities. So I think that that's where the root stems from. Obviously, it's really unfair to pose all of that weight into a person because they love music and they appreciate music. And they're amazing at music.
The same has happened in other musical genres, such as jazz, rock, or salsa.
Like Rosalía, I think that has been like the biggest critiques, like even just in pop culture in general. Like, why do white women have more success? Why, historically, right? It's easier for a white woman to achieve status than someone of darker skin. And that's just the history. Obviously, like, Latin music is at a new point in time and history where we've seen so many artists in the mainstream surpass those.
But she was not intimidated by the criticism. In an interview, Rosalía stated, channeling her passion and stating that flamenco and my country have always been connected to Latin America. The round-trip flamenco songs are a reflection of this. Milongas de Guajira de Colombiana. They are considered to be from the flamenco tradition, but you can clearly feel the presence of Latin America. Crossing over into reggaeton led her to collaborate with a Puerto Rican named Rauw Alejandro. Rosalía lent her voice to the choruses of Dile a Él, the first song from his 2020 album, Afrodisiaco. But this collaboration particularly gave rise to a closer, more intimate, perhaps more irresistible relationship. Rosalía and Rauw publicly announced their relationship in 2021. La Catalana y el Reggaetonero Boricua became the flagship relationship of reggaeton at that time.
You know, it's so interesting because I remember that I was reading the Rauw Alejandro cover story on Rolling Stone. And it's funny that I mentioned Dime Nombre because in that interview, he said that Rosalía first came into his awareness because of that same song. Like, he was just hypnotized, right? And he's like, I gotta find this artist. Who is she? And I think it's a pretty cool story because he came into the scene, obviously, within the new wave of Puerto Rican reggaeton acts with a pop flair. As an artist, he's mentioned that he didn't primarily define himself like strictly reggaeton. He's coming from a more diverse, like, pop and dance background.
Beyond music, the couple became the face of Latin music around the world, with appearances and performances on late-night television shows, interviews, and appearances in magazines like GQ and Vogue. They were literally the face of reggaeton internationally. The two artists, at the peak of their success and creative ambitions, joined forces for the most acclaimed and applauded project in Rosalía's career to date. Her fans had gone nearly 4 years without a studio album by the most famous and applauded singer of the moment. That is, until she debuted a project that no one expected. An album that even managed to surpass the high expectations she left after El Mal Querer. We'll tell you more after the break.
tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we discussed in the previous segment, Rosalía had taken risky but firm steps that led her to the world of reggaeton. She even started dating one of the most purposeful artists of the genre, the Puerto Rican Rauw Alejandro. In November 2021, Rosalía uploaded a mysterious video on her social media. It was only 15 seconds long. But in it, La Catalana is seen wearing a motorcycle helmet with two pigtails and pink butterflies flying everywhere. Dressed only in a revealing bikini, motorcycles can be heard revving their engines as Rosalía repeats a word over and over again.
Motomami, 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 motomami.
The new album was announced for March of 2022. A few days later, the singer released La Fama, the first single from the new album, a bachata with none other than The Weeknd. A few months later, she released another single from her new album, Saoko. It is a risky song. It contains a sample of the 2003 song with the same name by Wisin and Daddy Yankee. The allusions to reggaeton were clear. But in the middle of the track, the melody is interrupted and a drum and saxophone enter with improvised jazz arrangements, completely changing the sound and flow of the track. As it says in the lyrics,
yo soy muy mía, yo me transformo, una mariposa, yo me transformo, makeup de drag queen, yo me transformo. Yeah, I'm just me, I transform myself, I'm a butterfly, I transform, drag queen makeup, I transform.
This was her warning, and we were not prepared for the avalanche that would follow.
But with her doing Motomami, she's showcasing a duality, right? Like she's showcasing the revving motorcycle riding persona that is a daredevil. But then at the same time, she has that aesthetic that is sweet, sexy, provocative, but also really relatable.
Motomami was released on March 18th, 2022. The 16 songs and 42 minutes left the entire world in awe with its unique conceptual scope. As Isabella points out, it was a work aiming to be experimental without ever abandoning her pop flair. On the musical side, it incorporates everything that makes Rosalía who she is. Flamenco, bachata, reggaeton, electronica, jazz, ballads, you name it, she included it.
She brings in a lot more collaborators into the picture. We see Sky Rompiendo from Colombia, Tiny from Puerto Rico, obviously the OG of reggaeton, you know, music as a producer. And obviously El Guincho. And even Pharrell Williams has a production credit in there. But just as an album, it's so cohesive and it's so complex that it spans so many genres.
The album is transformational, like a butterfly emerging from its cocoon after spending years in a risky and ambitious stage of metamorphosis. Rosalía left behind the injured woman of El Mal Querer and presents an empowered and leading lady. This is also reflected in her bold fashion style. Rosalía has always stood out as a fashionista, but it was with Motomami that she imposed a unique trend. From the first posts she made teasing Motomami, Rosalía wore the most extreme nail art, butterflies and jewels on long, bright colored nails, perhaps paying homage to the first queen who wore the long, bright nails, Ivy Queen. And although she usually appears at events and red carpets in outfits from veteran designers such as Versace, Burberry, or Louis Vuitton, recently, she's also appeared in fashions from lesser-known designers such as Palomino Spain or Domenico. And in her live shows, she also performs wearing XXL sunglasses and high boots with knee pads, invoking a BDSM style. But beyond her threads, you have the music.
Obviously, her performances is really on point, the choreography. Her vocal interplay just sounds mesmerizing. But, you know, when you hear the production, I think it's fascinating. Like Saoko, for example.
The most important thing about this album is that Rosalía showed the world what she's made of. In El Mal Querer, her partner at the time, Zetangana, wrote most of the lyrics. In Motomami, Rosalía writes 15 of the 16 songs. But it doesn't stop there. She also produced every one of the songs in the album.
I wanted to highlight the song Saoko, which starts with a experimental jazz riff, and it really does use a sample from an old school reggaeton song from the same name, Saoko. I'm glad that she's finally now getting the credit that she needs as a producer. Is honestly one of the best out there. Women haven't been praised as producers, so she's an artist that definitely takes pride in every facet of her music. And she talks about being locked in the studio for hours. She's even mentioned that that is one of the most favorite parts of crafting music is the production side.
But as Isabella mentioned earlier in the episode, she didn't do it alone. Motomami's songs include legendary reggaeton producers Sky Rompiendo and Tiny. From hip-hop, she teamed up with veteran producer Pharrell Williams, who actually admitted to feeling very intimidated to work with the Catalana. In an interview with Pitchfork, Rosalía said, "Bro, I'm the first to the studio and the last to leave." Likewise, she allied herself with lesser-known producers and production companies. On the song Cute, she collaborated with Tayana, an Argentine DJ and producer based in Mexico City, and signed to the independent label Nafi. The arrangements are also a product of Rosalía's resilience. She admits that during the recording of Motomami, she experienced long, tedious hours of hard work in the studio, and that many times the songs underwent drastic changes at the very last minute. She admitted in an interview that the arrangements for La Combi Versace changed completely just before delivering the final version of the album. And on Motomami, Rosalía not only collaborates with The Weeknd and Tokisha, but she even shared that her boyfriend, Rauw Alejandro, also contributed to the album by writing lines for some of the songs. The couple had released a sentimental and romantic EP called RR, or RR, the initials of both artists intertwined on the album cover. The first single, the song Beso, has been played almost 500 million times on Spotify.
They released Beso and a reggaeton song It worked really beautifully together. They made beautiful music for sure. I'm sure it's going to continue to resonate and continue to gain momentum as well.
Lo mejor que tengo es el amor que me das. Huele a tabaco y melón a domingo en la ciudad.
A sentimental proclamation that the best thing I have is the love you give me. It smells like tobacco and melon and Sunday in the city. It was the perfect song for a couple that had everyone excited. The excitement grew as the couple announced their engagement in the spring of 2023 after Rao asked her to marry him at his grandmother's house in Puerto Rico. Beso played in many of the concerts during the Motomami tour. During her performance at Coachella 2023, Rosalía invited her fiancé on stage to sing Vampiros, and obviously, Beso. She burst into tears with emotion when they finished performing it. The tour included performances in 68 concerts in 21 countries. But time apart and hard work on the road led the couple to drift apart. Social media blew up with rumors of Rao's alleged infidelity. Support and criticism poured in for both artists. It wasn't long before the couple announced through a series of emotional videos on TikTok that although they still had love and respect for each other, they were ending their engagement. It was a shock for millions of fans around the world, especially because just a few months before, they had released that romantic EP together. But the reality hit, and the most beloved couple in reggaeton had broken up. For many, it was the end of an era. Their breakup coincided with the end of the Motomami tour. In the last concert of the tour on July 22, 2023, at the Lollapalooza Festival in Paris, Rosalía gave an emotional message to the public, saying, Motomami se termina en París. Tantos de vosotros me habéis conocido gracias a este proyecto, gracias a este disco, y os estoy muy, muy, muy agradecida. Y el siguiente capítulo aún no sé cómo será. Hay algunas ideitas e ilusiones, pero yo qué sé. Motomami ends in Paris. So many of you have known me thanks to this project, thanks to this album. And I'm very, very, very grateful to you. And the next chapter, I still don't know what it'll be. There are some ideas and illusions, but what do I know? Motomami World Tour lasted more than a year and attracted 2 million spectators around the world, selling out in most of its dates. But hey, Rosalía's career does not end either with the Motomami tour or her breakup from Rao Alejandro. You kidding me? Because as we've seen, this multifaceted artist has an ambition that is matched only by her creative genius. Unlike some artists whose careers are meticulously orchestrated by record label executives, Rosalía's rise has been an organic journey. She started from scratch, perfecting her craft and developing her unique vision over the years. Rosalía's deep understanding of music allows her to seamlessly blend the past with the present, creating a sound that is both futuristic and rooted in tradition. Is it okay for an artist to use influences from other cultures to create their own interpretations of sound and style? I leave it to you to come up with your own conclusions about Rosalía's place in reggaeton and flamenco history. For the next two episodes of El Flow, we're doing something special. They are surprises that we have been preparing for months. Interviews with artists and producers who have created the reggaeton hits that we have analyzed and broken down over the last 10 episodes. So stay tuned, because what's coming is gonna make you perrear hasta que se rompa el suelo. Find out with whom in the next episode of El Flow. The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Reynold Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol.
fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Messi. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.